Then Robin found himself face to face with the sheriff, and gave him a fierce blow. But his sword broke on the sheriff's head, and he had shot away all his arrows. So the men closed round him and bound his arms. Ill news travels fast, and not many hours had passed before the foresters heard that their master was in prison. They wept and moaned and wrung their hands, and seemed to have gone suddenly mad, till Little John bade them take courage and help him outwit the sheriff. The next morning, Little John hid himself and waited with a comrade till he saw a messenger riding along the road carrying letters from the sheriff to the king, telling him of the capture of Robin Hood. "Whence come you?" asked Little John, going up to the messenger. "And can you give us tidings of an outlaw named Robin Hood, who was taken prisoner yesterday?" "You may thank me that he is taken," said the rider, "for I laid hands on him." "I thank you so much that I and my friend will bear you company," said Little John, "for in this forest are many wild men who own Robin Hood for leader, and you ride along this road at the peril of your life." They went on together, talking, when suddenly Little John seized the horse by the head and pulled down the rider. "He was my master," said Little John, "that you have brought to bail. Never shall you come at the king for to tell him that tale." Then, taking the letters from the messenger, Little John carried them to the king. When they arrived at the palace in the presence of the king, Little John and his companion fell on their knees and held out the letters. "God save you, my lord," they said, and the king unfolded the letters and read them. Then he handed his own seal to Little John and ordered him to bear it to the sheriff and bid him, without delay, bring Robin Hood unhurt into his presence. "There never was a yeoman in merry England that I longed so much to see," he said. The king also ordered his treasurer to give the messengers 20 pounds each, and he made these messengers his yeomen.